Pacifica, the bone.
Boning it all weekend long.
Get ready for gluten-free Folktober.
All right.
KBFK.
The bone.
Wait a minute. What part of bitch don't you understand?
And now it's time for The Adventures of Zimmerman.
Can I help you, officer?
Sir, I'm responding to a domestic violence call. A crying woman just told me that you were threatening her and her father with a gun.
I'm sorry, officer. That was me. They just wouldn't listen to me, and I was all wired up on Angel. Shut up, bitch! Do you not hear me? When I tell you to shut up?
Excuse me.
Yeah.
I know you. You're George Zimmerman.
Why, yes. Yes, I am.
I sure am sorry to have bothered you, Mr. Zimmerman. You're free to go.
Now you're going to make me shoot you!
Hey! Hey,
what
lady!
What part of I'm going to shoot you? Do you not understand?
Hey, lady, show a little respect here. This is George Zimmerman.
Join us next week for another exciting installment of The Adventures of Zimmerman.
All right, another heartwarming, uplifting message from the David Feldman Show at Pacifica Radio in Los Angeles. You're tuned in to the Inner Side Radio program with me, Scooter, and now more from me. There is no doubt that one Glenneth Bechtavian is arguably the most hideous, hypocritical, carnival-barking douchebag in all of contemporary right-wing media, on the evolutionary scale of the common housefly, a self-contradicting, weeping, disease-ridden dung muncher. So you can imagine my shock upon hearing Beck drivel for an entire minute where I agreed with almost everything he said. So here's a clip where Glenny Boy is doing a film review of a movie that hasn't even been made yet, but we'll overlook that minor reality infraction just for the sake of argument. So here we go.
Woodrow Wilson ran as an anti-war president. 6 months later, he got us into World War I. And Leonardo DiCaprio is making a movie of the guy.
Oh. Yeah, they said they're going to humanize, which I think will really...
you got to humanize the guy who hated the Constitution.
Yeah.
Who said he wanted to make...
It was a racist pig.
Who helped fuel the KKK.
Yeah.
Who segregated the
military.
Yeah, that's a good... Let's humanize that guy. Oh, Leonardo DiCaprio. No, you look good in a suit.
When has Woodrow Wilson ever gotten what he deserves?
Only on this program.
Except from us.
Only on this program. He's the, what, is he number two or is he number one now? Best, greatest president of all time.
He's top five, usually.
They'll do it to this guy. They'll make this guy the top five, too. This guy. They're the same people.
Yeah.
Beck does not go far enough for me, because I have long considered Woodrow Wilson the worst president in the United States history. Yes, worse than James Buchanan, Andrew Johnson, or Nixon, or dare I say it, George W. Bush. He ran as a pacifist and drug us right into World War I, which was being fought over nothing. Some swishy prince gets shot in Serbia, which is like the Detroit of Europe. Being shot in Serbia is third page news in the Metro section. And he was probably asking for it. Did you see how he was dressed? When a handful of European empires decide they're going to dig trenches and fight it out sucking mustard gas and machine gun fire, just stand back and watch. Now, some of my best friends are white people, but when they make up their minds to go full metal wicket, I just make popcorn. They've been out of control for centuries, have raped, colonized most of the planet through force and genocide, and can't even remember what the hell they're fighting about half the time. It's the Hatfields and McFrench. Who cares who wins? They're all vicious, imperial, murdering aristocracies. There's no good guy. It's kind of like an intergalactic Syria. This son of a bitch Wilson got us into the worst war to date. 37 million people died, mostly civilians. The Spanish flu killed a third of the soldiers on both sides and even more civilians inside the United States. At the end, the border of France moved 12 miles in what used to be Prussia. So it was totally worth it, dude. Wilson exercised a national security policy that made Obama look like an anarchist. He threw people in jail for opposing the war before it even started. The war caused the worst global economic collapse in history, and Wilson participated in post-war strategic maneuvers that created a political environment where World War II was inevitable. Woodrow Wilson was a major world figure in a crucial juncture of world history where every decision he took part in was a ruinous blunder with cataclysmic consequences of biblical stupidity. There's no way a gang of leather-fetished Nazi rude boys could have taken powers if these idiots had not handed it to them on a brass platter made from spent artillery casings. And don't give me no League of Nations crap. League of Nations, oh, that worked out great. They were great. Meanwhile, Wilson reigned over a Jim Crow South that he did not simply ignore, he glorified it. He was a racist, white supremacy sympathizing, corrupt, crony, capitalist, anti-union, anti-Semitic Princeton man, and a leader in, you'll never guess it, the progressive movement. That's Kissinger Obama Peace Prize great irony for you.
Yeah.
And they will make him the greatest president to ever live. That's why, another reason why, you need to file the articles of impeachment. He needs to have the stain on his record that they cannot remove.
Yeah, that's a great idea. Spend more time impeaching dead people. Well, Glenn Beck is always destined to fly off the tracks if you stay on board for over a minute. He would have been an awesome press secretary for Woody. So what else am I pissed off about here? It says there, NRA calls for arming naval bases. According to our good friend Barry Crimmins, who goes on to say, what perfect timing for CNN to bring back Crossfire. Here's a pet peeve of mine. Should America be the world's policeman? This is an example of internalizing propaganda into the premise. We've never been the world's policeman. Should America be the world's highwayman? There you go. I fixed it for you. On the fractating energy front, we're reminded, only you can prevent faucet fires. From our new friend, Jack McCaney.
Pray one prayer 10 times every 5 minutes will not bring your soul spiritual relief. The only place your soul can find spiritual relief is in the shadows of the cross, and there's room at the cross for you. You're talking about the Lion of Judah who said to King Herod, go tell that fox that today I cast out demons and tomorrow I do miracles.
And now another episode of Oh That George, starring George Zimmerman, the lovable little scamp who can be excused for anything, no matter what kind of mischief he gets into. As our story opens, George is being released from custody after his ex-wife said he threatened her with a gun and punched her father in the face.
Well, your wife changed her story, so it looks like you're free to go spread your infectious joy throughout the world through photo ops at gun shows.
Thanks, Officer Tom. Boy, women sure can be a lot of trouble.
Yeah, but what are you gonna do?
Oh, I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna be ready, Tom. I'm gonna be armed and ready. And then I'm going to walk away clean, just like always.
Oh, George.
Later at the 911 dispatch.
Oh, no. There's been an accident with an SUV. I'm calling my friend George to come over and rescue them. Maybe that'll fix his reputation. Oh, here he comes now.
I am a silent guardian. A watchful protector. A dark night.
It was probably self-defense.
Come here, punk!
Time for Miles the Millennial, Episode 3, Miles, Media Darling.
Hello, Miles, old sport. How are they hanging?
Hello, Head Boomer. They're hanging low, thank you.
First Boomer, Second Boomer, Third Boomer, and I were just having lunch and comparing our retirement plans and the huge pensions we've amassed.
For all those long years we go on living.
And we were wondering, Miles, if you're being a smart little millennial and planning for the future.
Starting a little nest egg?
Well, I'd like to, but it's kind of hard on the federal minimum and...
Miles, you ingrate!
Are you seriously bitching about your pay packet?
You're only an intern.
I'm really sorry. I'm not ungrateful. I love working at BoomerNet.
Did you know the word intern derives from the word internet?
No, it doesn't.
And no one ever makes any money on the internet.
Hence, intern.
I should get back to my work, if that's okay.
Were you paid at your last job, Miles?
Oh, no, but the CEO was this cool geek my age who made $1 billion and had a Lamborghini and his own island in the Bahamas.
What has that got to do
with getting paid?
He was a cool dude like me, so I was cool with getting paid in pizza.
You're such an idiot, Miles.
Millennials are all utter idiots.
Which is why we don't trust anyone under 30.
Make that 50.
Did this awesome geek give you any stock, Miles?
No, just pizza. I don't know why you guys are always tormenting me. You must be really pissed at me.
You know why we're pissed at you, Miles, old sport? Deep, deep down. Because although we have all the power and most of the money...
Studios, networks, cable channels, and the ad agencies that depend on them are run by Gen Xers.
Who are losing their hair or their figures or haven't had a baby yet.
And who all long to be young again.
Like you, Miles. So they target their movies and TV shows and ad campaigns at millennials who have no power or money.
Or, as far as we can tell, taste.
But are young and occasionally pretty.
Just as they once were.
We're pissed at the Gen Xers for making no films, no TV shows, no cool ads for us, even though we do 80% of the buying, which keeps them financially alive. And we blame you for that, Miles.
That's not fair.
We realize it's not fair. Or logical, Miles.
Because we're older and far wiser than you.
But we don't care.
So we're going to continue giving you an incredibly hard time, Miles.
But why? What have I done?
Because...
We can!
And according to our attorneys, there are no laws against blatant generational discrimination.
And there won't be in the foreseeable future because we have all the political power.
Unless, of course, we decide to pass laws to make discriminating against an older generation a felony.
And we just might do that.
To stop Gen Xers discriminating against us with the movies and TV shows...
They make for you, Miles.
Frankly, the only Mindy project we'd watch would be projecting Mindy out of a 30-story window.
So you see, Miles, it's your fault. We're so pissed.
Miles, I can see for miles and miles and
we take you now to an historic speech by NRA spokesman Wayne LaPierre, which is already in progress.
You know, I want more guns in America. And many people ask how that would have stopped one man from shooting up a guarded Navy yard in Washington, D.C. It is not enough to be armed. We must also always be scared and paranoid. Never relaxed, always ready to fire wildly at anything. That is my dream. I have a dream that my children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the content of their character, but by the capacity of their firing clips. I have a dream that one day, little black boys and little black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and little white girls as sisters and brothers. All of them armed and ready to start blasting if another kid even looked at them wrong. I have a dream. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be guarded. Every hill and mountain shall have a sniper tower. And every school shall have an armed and bored employee just walking around looking at people. With this faith, we will be able to transform the jangling discords of our nation into one big angry ball of fear. With everyone hopped up on amphetamines. Because sleep is the enemy. And so, let us retreat into the prodigious hilltops of New Hampshire. Let us cower in our homes in the heightening Alleghenies of Pennsylvania. Let us stockpile ammunition and canned water in the snow-capped Rockies of Colorado. Then someday, all of God's children, black men and white men, Jews and Gentiles, Protestants and Catholics, will be able to take aim at each other and walk down the street just pointing at each other like that. Waiting.
This is the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with another reason why drugs must remain illegal. Number 5. Drugs must remain illegal so that police can seize property from drug users with or without trial. Property that helps law enforcement in its vigilant effort to fight illegal drugs.
What's it look like out there?
The dogs have finished eating the dead. Now they're eating the weak and the small.
Acid rain destroyed the roof and the bunker. I mean, it's only a matter of time before our skin is gone.
Babies are carrying knives.
Earthquakes are coming every 6 minutes.
The rice, it isn't rice anymore. It burns now.
There's only one thing we can do to survive.
I know. We must. We must get jobs at Walmart.
Yes, the only safe place anymore is a nice, climate-controlled Walmart. Small businesses are failing, and the air outside is toxic. But inside the store, you'll be stocking shelves with bargain pillowcases, fitted sheets, toys, crackers, and more. Plus, employees enjoy our generous benefits package. Benefits include being allowed to stay in the store. Remember, death is everywhere, so come on in, fill out an application, join the family, don't unionize, and make just enough money to get to and from work. Walmart, where else are you gonna go?
And now, a featured sketch from the Final Edition Radio Hour's first album, The Vinyl Edition, available now online.
Hello, gorgeous. Fly you to the moon? I'm Richard Branson. That's Sir Richard to you. Welcome to Virgin's fab new interplanetary rocket line, Virgin Spacetime. Yes, duckies, Virgin Spacetime can now fly you to the moon. And I don't mean on gossamer wings. Fly in an obscenely luxurious ruling class stateroom. Feast on endangered species from doomed planet Earth. Mm-hmm. You gastronaut, you. Have gravity-free sex with one or more of our cool white moon goddesses. Natch, natch. Wink, wink.
Virgin Spacetime, making space available for everyone who's anyone.
This is the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with another reason why drugs must remain illegal. Reason 12. As you know, many people use recreational drugs to fill an empty void in their lives. But did you know that void can also be filled with more arrests and longer time in prison?
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour. Visit thefinaledition.com every day for more sizzling satire with teeth.
Hot off his interview with Charlie Rose, the media's latest sensation is now the host of his own talk show. The Final Edition presents Bashar's Bash. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Bashar.
Welcome to the show. I am Bashar al-Assad, your host. This is only talk show hosted by me, President of Syria, with supervision from Russia and United States. My first guest is Miss January Jones, Miss January, you have weapons, big ones. Everybody know about your weapons. Why do you get weapons and we don't get weapons?
First of all, these are breasts, not weapons. Second, that's offensive.
Okay, this we don't know. Offensive, not offensive, we don't confirm or deny offensive or not offensive. Offensive, not offensive, we don't know.
You don't know what's offensive?
We know what's offensive. We don't say offensive. We don't say not offensive. We know, we don't say, we say, we don't know. What we do know, we don't say.
You are the definition of offensive.
We do not define. We do not say you are offensive. We do not say your January Jones TV show is offensive. Angry guys.
Mad men.
Okay, these men, they are mad. Are they offensive when they make the crystal meth?
That's Breaking Bad. Mad Men is about advertising.
We don't get the cable. We don't get the premium cable. We get Hulu. Okay, next guest, Mr. Ben Affleck. Mr. Ben, why everybody hate you, but you still get to be Batman?
Everybody doesn't hate me. They love me in Argo.
Mr. Argo, why Man of Steel made out of steel?
That's Superman. I'm Batman.
Why you get to have utility belt? Why UN not step in and take utility belt off?
Because I'm Batman.
You are Batman or you are Batman?
What's the difference?
Okay, I say Batman or Batman, Batman or Batman. Batman.
You aren't making any sense.
Sense, we don't know. Sense, make no sense. Sense is sense, not sense.
How are we supposed to talk to you?
Show is over. Join me next time when guest will be the op-ed piece that Vladimir Putin wrote for New York Times. I mean, that PR guy wrote for New York Times. Good night.
This is the U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration with another reason why drugs must remain illegal. Reason 16. Largely as a result of intense drug running into the United States, the northern Mexico border state of Chihuahua had 77 homicides per 100,000 inhabitants last year. If drugs were legal, all those murders would make no sense whatsoever.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Fix the Family. My name is Ray Allen Alamo, and we are bringing you Feminist Lies. We're on number 4, and Feminist Lie number 4 is that all girls need to go to college. This goes along with just the whole idea that everybody's got to go to college, but we have a bit of a problem with our depopulation, and we need young ladies to be having babies. And if we look at going to college and what happens at that time, you know, it's usually coinciding when the time of when these young ladies want to start having babies. So what happens? They have those mothering hormones, beautiful chemical reactions coming on. And what do? They a lot of times will subdue those with contraceptive pills, which are a mortal sin, and inhibiting them from doing the thing that comes normal and natural for them. Because why? They are pursuing a degree. Why? To pursue a career. Because colleges, stop and think about it, what do colleges do to prepare young ladies to become wives and mothers? Because, let's face it, the vast majority of these young ladies will grow up to be wives and mothers and families, not those that will remain single and stay on with a career. And so if we think about it, college does virtually nothing to prepare a young lady to be a wife and a mother. What they actually do is prepare someone to be a breadwinner for a family, be a professional or some type of technical type of job, to be a provider for a family. That is the man's role, the husband and father's role in the home as prescribed by God. So what does the church say about this anyway? Let's go to one of my favorite papal documents, a church encyclical actually, from 1930, with Pope Pius XI in Castiglione. He quotes St. Augustine, who quotes St. Paul in his letter to St. Timothy. St. Augustine admirably deduces from the word of the holy apostle St. Paul to Timothy, and he says the apostle himself is therefore a witness that marriage is for the sake of generation. I wish, he says, young girls to marry, not to become CEOs, not to become scientists or anything, but to marry. And as if someone said to him, why? He immediately says, to bear children, to be mothers of families. This is what the saints of old have told us about what is the desire for these young ladies.
You're listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour.
You're looking for love, but you still can't find that perfect someone. Well, if you've tried all the other dating services, maybe the problem is you. Hi, I'm Larry Lesnick, founder and president of Larry Lesnick's Dating Service. I started this company with a simple idea: to lower people's expectations. Make them, by force if necessary, drop those visions of perfect romance that are frankly killing them, and help them get together with that special someone with whom they can eventually start sharing utility bills. Whether you're gay or straight, black or white, you're welcome to drop by our offices, where one of our trained counselors will take you to a private consulting space and tell you to grow up.
Lesnick's Dating Service introduced me to Carol in, I don't know. I guess he called it an encounter room.
It's a storage area.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there were boxes. Anyway, the counselor said, you know, this is Carol. You're not going to do any better. And I guess we went from there.
Yeah. We've been together for, what, has it been a year?
Has it? Let me... Yeah. Yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1 year. Exactly. Yeah.
With our thorough background checks at Larry Lesnick's Dating, I make you this guarantee. He won't beat you. So, drop by Larry Lesnick's Dating Service. That's Larry Lesnick's Dating. When you're ready to fall in like...
This episode of the Final Edition Radio Hour was performed by Darby Worley, Barry Lank, John Marshall, Rob Gordon, Jen Dodd, Kevin Janis, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. It was written by Barry Lank, John Marshall, Jeff Chrysler, and Tony Hendra. And thanks to Scooter of KPFT in Houston for Feminist Lies number 4. Be sure to visit thefinaledition.com at least 17 times a day for more sizzling satire with teeth. And yes, I'm going to plug it again. The Vinyl Edition, the very first album from the Final Edition, is available now for your purchase online. If you do that, we will be very, very grateful. And you can give yourself a pat on the back for helping us out, as if that's some kind of reward for your good deed. You'll be highly entertained.
You've been listening to the Inner Side radio program produced for Pacifica Radio in Houston. Thanks again to our friends at The Final Edition. Check them out online for articles and videos in the sizzling satire tradition. Don't forget the Skeptiles podcast with myself, Joe Dixon, and Sean Ewald on iTunes, Stitcher, or Skeptiles.com. It's worker safe, but not safe for work. This and other Inner Side radio programs are on the web. Simply Google The Inner Side. This is show number 410, which includes an interview of Tony Hendra by Alan Stein about the early days of National Lampoon magazine, radio, and theater productions, online at that website. My name is Scooter, and I'll see y'all next week.